Well, in this holiest of weeks, in which the great drama of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the human race, in his passion, death, and resurrection is relived, this great drama in which the most epical events in the history of the human race are recounted, force us, if there is anything in us that is below the surface, to examine who we are in relation to the central character in this drama, Jesus Christ. The experience of Peter in the high priest's courtyard makes us ask some serious questions. Because you see, Peter failed the test in that drama in the courtyard. Peter, like so many of us, where we are led more by sentiment and emotion than any sort of substance, though they all fall away from you, I will never fall away. But Jesus is not fooled. He says, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so, how does our flesh become as willing as our spirit? It happens to the measure that we move closer to Jesus. And you see, that was Peter's problem. We are told in the gospel account today that Peter followed Jesus at a distance. And if we are following Jesus at a distance, then Peter's denials become true in our lives. There are two accusations made against Peter in the courtyard. The first was, you were with Jesus. The second, you are one of them. You see, we cannot be with Jesus or be one of them, that is, among the circle of his closest friends, if we are following Jesus at a distance. Indeed, Peter's response to the first accusation is, I do not know what you mean. That's what he said the first time they said, you were with Jesus. He said, I do not know what you mean. And if we are keeping Jesus ourselves at a distance, then we also have no idea what it means to be a disciple, to be a Christian, to be a Catholic. And if we are keeping Jesus at a distance, then the next two denials of Peter, I do not know the man, become true in our lives too, no matter how much we may go through the religious motions. The problem with that, though, is that it works both ways. Because someday we may find ourselves saying, like the foolish maidens in the parable Jesus told, saying to the bridegroom, Lord, Lord, open for us. And how horrible it would be if we heard the response, truly I say to you, I do not know you. But the good news is that in this Holy Week, Jesus invites us to draw closer to him, to really get to know him and to know what it means to be among his close circle of friends. Because only by drawing close to Jesus in this life can we have any hope at all of drawing close to him in eternal life.